Welcome to Beachgrass Roots, a monthly podcast highlighting nonprofits of the North Oregon and South Washington coastal region. This production is a collaboration with the Astoria Co-op's Change for Community program. You can learn more about Change for Community and the organizations it supports at astoria.coop. This month, we spoke with staff and board from the Dylan Jude Harrell Community Center, an organization providing childcare, after-school programs, youth sports, and more to families on the South Washington coast. First, we hear from co-founder and board member, Casey Harrell.
My name is Casey Harrell, and my daughter Dylan passed away from a rare brain cancer, DIPG, which stands for diffuse intrinsic pontine glioma. She passed away in 2020 after battling the disease for just under 2 years. My ex-husband and I knew we wanted to do something to create a legacy for her and just have her remembered. So we did start a foundation initially that we have used to support other families who are battling that. But we also wanted to have an impact on our community who helped us so much during the battle. And we recognized just the need in the youth sector where there just was not enough childcare. We didn't have a community center, a gathering space. So with several other people, the Dylan Jude Harrell Community Center was formed and its own foundation. It's been going for at least 2 years. We found Claire Brunke, who is excellent, and she took things further than any of us could have on our own as far as tracking down every possible grant. We put it out to the community, and the amount of money that was raised was staggering. There was so much support behind it. We were able to start with just after school programs, and it was shocking how fast it grew as far as the numbers of kids who signed up. So the ultimate goal is going to be to build a brand new space, which we've been working on for quite some time. There's been a lot of hoops to jump through there, but the plan will be to build that down at the Port of Ilwaco. We started out at the Clean Rehabilitation Facility, which was empty. We were there for quite a while, but just this recent year, we moved into the schools, which has been a good fit, filling up with so many kids. We have the younger kids at Long Beach Elementary, and then the elementary school kids at Ocean Park Elementary, and then there's even a middle school program as well. Currently, it's an after-school program, but there's also a preschool program, and that has rapidly expanded as well. And then just this year, it's also a daycare facility. Once we get into our own buildings, we'll be able to care from infants all the way up through school years. And there'll be meeting spaces, hopefully eventually a pool. And we're trying to coordinate with the Verna Aller Foundation to have a pool for the community. Eventually, we'd like to have a field house and several basketball courts, and so that the community could host tournaments and be able to bring in people, which would also raise money for the community as a whole. There are volunteer opportunities at the after-school program. Obviously, financial help is our biggest need as far as building and maintaining. We have acquired a lot of grants, which has helped a lot. We've also done an auction, which was more successful than we imagined. Really, it's just being supportive of the location, supportive of the kids, anything that could be done, anything helps. I mean, I think just the sheer numbers of children that have taken advantage of the program in the preschool has been so astounding and just shown just how much it's been needed and supported by the community. Helping it to succeed in any way, I think it'll be beneficial not only for the Peninsula community, but even the surrounding communities with what we'll be able to offer as far as community events and sporting events and tournaments and gathering spaces. So it'll be a benefit for so many people.
I'm Claire, and I am the executive director of Dylan Jude Harrell Community Center, and we are a full wraparound community center in Long Beach, Washington, that serves the entire South Pacific County, in particular the Long Beach Peninsula. The mission really is to strengthen the foundations of our community by building brave youth. We think about kids as kind of the first step, and we really believe that youth development is economic development, and so the more we invest in our kids, the more we invest in our community. Investing in kids also means means investing in their families and the adults in their lives and making sure where they go home to at night is a place that can support that development. So we have after school program, we have youth sports, we have an early learning center with licensed childcare and inclusionary classrooms. And then we have our family resource center, as well as like a variety of other things, like some teen programs, some outdoor education programs. They all exist to really just like support the full development of youth in our community and to make sure they have opportunities outside of the school day to do important things that we know help them develop into healthy, thriving adults, with the goal that maybe they come back or they stay in our rural community and they continue to invest in the next generation. One of my favorite things that we do is a little subcategory of the Family Resource Center, where we provide birthday supports to families who might not be able to buy a custom cake or even a present for their kid on their birthday. We just have like a live Google form. They fill it out and then someone in the office makes some orders and makes some things happen. And then we give away, you know, custom birthday cakes. We get little small gifts, decorations, that kind of thing. And the amount of emails or phone calls we get from families just sharing how that little thing made a huge difference in their kids' lives is so fun. It's a birthday, right? Everyone should feel loved and celebrated on their birthday. And so it's a really fun piece of our puzzle. Another really cool program that we consistently get the best messages from families about is we run a fall family camp, which is open enrollment, and we do it at a camp and retreat center in town that's a great partner for us. And it's an overnight, two-night program for families to come experience camp together. And the feedback we get from families consistently isn't really even about all the flashy things. Like, it's not, oh, it was so great to zip line together. It was so great to do crafts, but it was awesome to sit down and have a meal together. It was awesome to sit and do a puzzle together in the quiet. Just that time where parents or adult caregivers get to just hang out with their kids in a unstructured way, but it's like forced because there's, you know, there's not the distractions of TV or life outside. They're just in this space, has been really great feedback and is helping, you know, the end game, right? These cultivating these awesome kids, and they need those adult interactions that are positive and loving and endearing, and to be able to create space for those is really fun. So we're hoping to break ground on a new facility in Owako in the next 6 months. We're waiting on just a few little last approvals. That facility will increase licensed childcare again. So we'll have infant and toddler spots there, which will be a big win, hopefully, for our community, especially the infant care. And then the other half of the building will be serving our school-aged kids in some capacity. And, you know, I think as we have grown and evolved over time, it has really changed what we envision these spaces to look like. The school district is an incredible partner to us and has really worked hard to make sure that we have space we need, but also support us, and in turn, right, us trying to do everything we can to support them. So this new space will open the doors to more programs, more opportunities. I think one thing is we'd love to hear what the community wants to see there, and also in particular, increasing intergenerational programming. The peninsula has a large aging population, and we know, right, research shows that kids interacting with generations farthest removed from them is really helpful and supports their development. And so how can we increase that in this new space? And then we're always looking for unrestricted funds, so private giving. About little under 90% of our budget is from state and federal program grants, and they're restrictive. There are certain things we can and can't build to those grants. My favorite fact is that direct spending, which is what you can build to grants, payroll is not a direct spend. So I cannot bill the time that I spend running payroll to any program grant that we have, even though, right, there's nothing more direct than me paying my staff. So if I don't pay my staff, obviously those programs don't exist. And so it's things like that that we really rely on private donations to support us to cover, fill in those gaps. So time to run payroll, time for me to find funding, right? All those kind of like behind the scenes operations that make things happen only happen because the community is giving their time and their money to us. We're always looking for volunteers who want to come read with kids, sit down with them, read a story to them, or have them read a story to you. In particular, if you're bilingual, we would love to have you come read to students in Spanish, because a lot of our students need to have that exposure and that experience as they're learning to read in English and in Spanish. every program has different like qualifications, but the vast majority of our youth programs are really open to anyone. In particular, our summer day camp, there's quite a few Astoria folks who come over and do day camp with us. We do community bus transportation, and you can even like take your kids to El Waco and ride the bus into Long Beach. So open enrollment, essentially, after school program, you must be associated with Ocean Beach School District, either in a school or homeschooled, but in the Ocean Beach School District boundaries. And then for youth sports, they are open. So we have kids from all over Pacific County in particular who play youth sports with us. In our Family Resource Center, we emphasize South Pacific County, in particular the peninsula, but really it's open to anyone in Pacific County as long as there's someone ages 21 or younger in your household. So that's how we define a family. And then our Early Learning Center is again open enrollment. Enrolling in our programs, go to our website, www.djhcc.org. You can learn about all the programs, and then there's buttons everywhere that says like enroll now. You can click on any enroll now button and it'll take you to the same database for all our programs. And then once you log in, it'll show you everything your kid qualifies based on age. So it's pretty easy to then look and see what exists for them. I can't emphasize enough how important licensed childcare is in our communities, right? It's what keeps people employed. It's what keeps people working. It's what keeps, you know, families bringing in money to pay their bills. So we increased the licensed childcare capacity of the peninsula by 48 spots this year with the intention to increase more when our new facility opens, and are working on the Pacific County Childcare Alliance to talk about what that expansion looks like countywide. I could tell you many stories about families who, because we have licensed childcare, are now able to go back to work, or were able to increase their hours because we can provide full-time care, which is going to benefit everybody in the long run, not just their family, but our community as a whole. You know, I think one of the other testaments to our mission in action is really outside of our programs, the community support and the way our community supports kids. Our youth sports program is really primarily funded because businesses sponsor our kids, and year after year, they're giving money to make sure youth sports are there. We do everything on a sliding scale with, I don't need proof, you pick the price that works best for your family, which has increased our sports enrollment drastically. So more kids come out and play because parents can afford it, and there's no burden of showing us that you can only pay however much you choose. Adrift Hospitality locally does a pretty incredible program called Every Stay Gives Back, and it's more than $75,000 a year that we're getting. So when we say community center, we really mean for the community, but by the community. It's everybody, right? It's like you buy a Dylan donut at the bakery, some of that money's coming to us. You support any of the local restaurants, they're turning around and supporting the kids. And so I think about it really collectively, like there's impact in our kids and our families, and there's stories of kids who have doubled their math scores because they come to after school, or kids who tried volleyball for the first time last year and are now like on the undefeated team at the middle school and are finally doing something that brings them joy, and their parents telling us about how they would never have gone out for a sport, but there was this niche for them. We have these art camps and this partnership with Southwestern Arts that has really evolved and thrived, and some of these kids who only come to after school on the day they get to come to the clay studio, and that's their access point. But it's all because of the whole community and the partnerships and the way that we all support each other and trying to make the program that's most accessible for our families and is really a collective action for the whole community. So I moved to the coast after I was the program director of a nonprofit summer camp in the Portland area. I moved to the coast. I started teaching at Owako High School. I loved the classroom, but I really loved it because of the kids. Less about the actual work and more about the interactions and the support I got to provide some really cool teenagers. And yeah, happened to be working there with Dylan's uncle. And after Dylan passed, the family started talking about what a legacy for Dylan would look like in the community. And somehow I got roped in to a Zoom call, and we were chatting, and one thing led to another. And my program director, senior program director, likes to joke that when I come in and say I have an idea, she should probably say no and walk away because my brain just kind of keeps thinking about what else could we do and what if. I grew up in a rural community, and programs like youth and government at the YMCA and sports and the co-op preschool and the dance studio, those were such core components of my childhood. And to live in a rural community that didn't have a lot of those options, I could see it in our kids, and especially teaching high school, seeing kids come through who had been kind of the gap generation in our community where there was no after school program. I could see some of those things that they just didn't have opportunity or access. So I love the fact that we're filling a gap. I love that really we're building this thing kind of as we fly it. I feel we're kind of at a good stable airplane mode right now, but you know, that I can come up with crazy ideas and my board is really supportive. And if we can figure out how to fund it, why not try it? In a small community, in a rural community that's often forgotten, it feels like we're helping the individuals in that community feel a little less forgotten. So it's really fulfilling work. Also, I have the coolest team. We have really worked hard to curate a really awesome workplace and people who show up and work really hard every day. If you want to learn more about what we're doing, go to our website. It's the best place, www.dhcc.org, and or follow us on social media, Dylan Jude Harrell Community Center on Facebook and Instagram. And yeah, that's where you can find out more. What was the other part of your question? Okay, great.
My name is Gwen Sansone. I'm the Family Support Specialist for Dylan Jude Harrell Community Center. I help the families who are low income or experiencing barriers within the community find resources, like whether it's financial assistance, grocery assistance, and gas cards and stuff like that. So we'll connect them to different community resources that will help them reach a goal of sustainability. When people come to see us, we actually have pretty low barriers when it comes to the people we're able to help. They have to have children, basically. They have to have children in the household that they're taking care of, and then we're able to help supplement in different ways. Some clients can come in and say, you know, like, I'm really struggling right now to make ends meet. My son, he's been sick, and I'm driving him to Portland every other day. I can't make my bills and also pay for this gas. And so what we'll do is we'll pay for that gas, supplement them in some way or the other to help them through that month of difficulty. And they find us in a few different ways. We work with, like, local community agencies. We also work with county agencies and the state, and we'll get referrals through there as well. There's a few that come to mind. We had a gal who was struggling really badly with some medical issues, and she just did not know how she was going to be able to keep her house, make sure her child was getting everything that they needed to get. She came to us, and, you know, a lot of people also struggle to ask for help sometimes. It can be difficult. And so she came in and was not too sure whether she, like, deserved that help or not. But we were able to have a conversation with her and just tell her, you know, like, so many people experience hardships and it's so easy how it happens. And asking for this help, you're doing everything you possibly can to take care of yourself and your children. And we were actually able to get her to a place where she was stably housed, get her treatments taken care of, and also where her son was able to access the after school program and different programs within the community to find stability there as well. So I'm in office at our community center in Long Beach, 8 to 4:30. I'm always in office, but I do have a helpline that we have online on djhcc.org. You can go and there's a contact link that has the number and you can call and I'll get those voicemails and reach out to clients. We'll also do, like, clothing closet outreaches. So, like, donating good clothes for parents who might need clothing for interviews, or children's clothing for when they're starting school, and also school supplies. That sort of thing is really important. A lot of times folks will just contact me through the helpline and we'll set up an appointment where I can either come pick them up or they can drop them off, just whichever is easiest. We are here for the community in whatever way that we can be. We want to give them the resources they need. If we don't have those resources, we also want to be able to support them through their crises. Because when people are in crisis, it can be very difficult to make decisions. And it's really helpful to have somebody in your corner to say, hey, here are these options, like, which one works best for you. We're always here to chat and just, like, bounce ideas off of. You never know what is out there, what is available until you ask. A lot of times people are surprised with how much help they can receive. The office is located in Long Beach. It is 700 Pacific Ave. It's right across from the coffee shop Bold. It's this big purple coffee shop, and it's right across the street from there.
My
My name is Kylie Cunningham. I am the Director of Youth Programs at the Dylan Jude Harrell Community Center. Essentially, my job is our after-school program and family engagement events, school break camps, summer camp, and Owako Youth Sports. Our after-school program started in 2021, and since then, I think we've had over 500 kids served at our after-school program. Right now, we're operating out of the schools directly, but hopefully our new site will be up and running soon, and we will be back in our own space. But right now, we run out of each school. So we have one at our K-2 school, our 3-5 school, and then middle and high school students are together at the middle school here. And it's been going really great. Our family engagement events, we have at least monthly, and it's an opportunity for families to all come together, even if their kids, not all their kids are part of our after school program. They can still come. They're usually based around like literacy. We just had a pizza and books night where families could come in and just read a bunch of books, and we ordered pizzas, and it was really cozy and fun. We also do a lot of community service like beach cleanups, some environmental education, a lot of social emotional things, a lot of science and math. We do like STEAM nights, which is really fun, lots of STEAM projects that families can do together. At our camps, we do like a mini camp in the winter. So anytime that school's out, you know, we fill a pretty large childcare gap, a major problem that a lot of rural communities face. I know it's not unique to us, but we definitely feel it and see it in our small community. So when school is out, that's a hardship for parents who are working full-time or families who are working full-time. So we do mini camps in the winter, and we do a spring break camp, and then we do full 8 weeks of summer camp every year. And it's really fun. We get to take the kids on field trips, a lot of things that they don't normally get to do, and experience a lot of really cool things, even just locally. Last year, we did a lot of trips into Cape Disappointment State Park, and then across the bridge over to the Aquatic Center in Astoria or the Maritime Museum in Fort Stevens. I've been working with kids out here on the peninsula since 2020. And it just like never ceases to amaze me that it's like the first time that these kids have experienced something. For example, when I first started working at the community center last year, I was their environmental education specialist. My job was taking kids on field trips, essentially to state parks and other outdoor learning opportunities. It was just like mind blowing. We live 5 minutes from the state park, and so many kids had never been. And so through like these summer camp field trips and things that we do, like it's amazing to see and like offer kids these experiences that seem so easy and normal to me as a grown-up, like going across the bridge for the first time. And I don't know, that is just something that is really cool to see and be able to offer to these kids. It seems so easy for us to just be like, oh yeah, we'll just go to the beach. But for these kids, it's like, wow, they've lived at the beach their whole lives and never been. That's something really cool that we get to do. Our after-school program is operated through 21st Century Learning Grants, and those are federal grants that are given to school districts and community programs that run like before and after school and summer programs. They are education-based, so we have like math and literacy requirements that we have to fulfill every day, but we also get to offer some really fun enrichment opportunities. For example, like my job last year, we now have Chloe Stringer. She's our outdoor education specialist. So every week, every school gets at least one day of outdoor education from Chloe. And it's science, it's art, it's exploring. We have artists come in every single week, or the opportunity for kids to go to our local like clay studio. And so every single week, our kids get to do an art lesson with a professional artist and learn some new techniques, get some new skills. We do a lot of social emotional work. That's something that's hard to get to in the regular school day, just with all the other requirements. I think COVID really exacerbated a lot of those needs. It's really an important part of our after-school program to have that SEL component. I see at least the difference in like the kids who come to us. Not only like our data shows that academically they're performing higher than their peers, but like socially, like the skills are there. Their SEL skills are there. They're building connections with other kids. They have really positive interactions with the grownups that work with them. And so they have more trusting relationships with more adults. And so they're more open and they can build those relationships outside of program easier. you know, sometimes it is a lesson, like a mindfulness centered like yoga lesson, where we're intentional about looking inwards and talking about our emotions. But a lot of it is just ingrained intentionally into everything that we are already doing. Like, our staff are trained to have those conversations all day, the whole time through the program, and are very intentional and explicit about the language that we use and how we interact with the kids. You know, we have 60 kids at each site. It doesn't really sound like a lot, like that's two or three classrooms essentially, but when you're in it, that 60 kids is a lot. And so it sometimes seems really impossible to like sit down and like have a conversation about your feelings and your emotions and how you're handling things with every single kid every day. We just make it a part of every single thing that we do, be it just passing conversations with the kid or playing basketball. It's a part of everything that we do. We also, in the fall, do like a fall festival that's open to the whole community. And so we have kids that are not ours that come with their family. And it's really great because we had a whole bunch of soup donated and we had a bunch of Halloween costumes. We offer sports year round through Ilwaco U Sports: soccer, flag and tackle football, cheerleading, volleyball, basketball, wrestling, t-ball, softball, baseball, Babe Ruth baseball, and hoping we're going to start offering swim lessons this winter. So year round, we have sports going on. Something that's really cool about all of our programs, but especially sports, especially in a small rural community, we don't turn away anybody due to inability to pay, and that extends to youth sports, which I think is really special in a small rural community. So maybe we're not competing in tournaments and going to state and national, but every kid has an opportunity to play whatever sport they want. One example, there's this one really sweet, girliest girl you will ever imagine, like pink glitter every day, played all the sports this fall. This week at after school program, she gets picked up and mom's like, okay, time to go to wrestling. Our families are able and our kids are able to just try whatever sports they want. And that part of my job oftentimes is the most stressful, is the youth sports, but it's also the most fun. Just going in and watching these kids try new things. Maybe they love it, maybe they don't, but going in and watching their games on Saturdays is just the best. So rewarding.
Thank you for listening to this month's episode of Beach Grass Roots, a program highlighting nonprofits of the North Oregon and South Washington coastal region. You can find out more about the Dylan Jude Harrell Community Center at djhcc.org. Beach Grass Roots is produced at the studios of KMUN in Astoria, Oregon, by me, Emma Geddes. This production is a collaboration with the Astoria Co-op's Change for Community program. You can learn more about Change for Community and the organizations it supports at astoria.coop. Beachgrass Roots airs the second Thursday of every month on KMUN and can be found wherever you find podcasts. Find out how to listen to KMUN in your area at kmun.org.